Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Tuesday, January 14, 2025.
Evergrande's liquidation crisis. China Evergrande Group, one of the largest property developers in the country, is grappling with a court's order to dissolve. This ruling from a Hong Kong court affects its key offshore unit, CEG Holdings BVI, and highlights the ongoing financial turmoil surrounding Evergrande. With over $300 billion in debts, it has become the world's most indebted property developer. The court mandated liquidation after Evergrande failed to provide a workable plan for its $23 billion offshore debt. Liquidators Edward Middleton and Tiffany Wong from Alvarez & Marsal Asia are now working to recover at least $6 billion in payments that were previously distributed. They are also pursuing legal actions against Evergrande's auditor, PricewaterhouseCoopers, and the commercial real estate firm CBRE Group. Trading in Evergrande shares has been suspended since January 29, 2024, as the company navigates this complex legal landscape. This situation raises significant concerns for the Chinese real estate market, which is already under considerable strain.
China's central bank takes action to boost economy. Pan Gongsheng, the governor of the People's Bank of China, recently announced plans to enhance liquidity in the Chinese economy during the Asia Financial Forum in Hong Kong. With the country facing slow growth and global political issues, the central bank aims to encourage economic activity through a more flexible monetary policy. To achieve this, the PBOC will adjust interest rates and the reserve requirements to ensure money flows freely in the market. A key part of this strategy involves increasing foreign exchange reserves in Hong Kong, allowing for a currency swap of up to 800 billion yuan, or about 112 billion US dollars. This move is designed to stabilize the offshore yuan market and provide much-needed liquidity. As the global economy grapples with inflation and uncertainty, these actions could significantly impact trade and investment decisions, making it crucial for businesses and investors to stay informed.
Climate activists target Darwin's grave. On January 13, 2025, climate activists from Just Stop Oil vandalized Charles Darwin's grave at Westminster Abbey in London. This historic site, known for royal ceremonies and significant burials, became a backdrop for their protest. The activists used chalk spray to write 1.5 is dead in orange on Darwin's white marble tomb, drawing attention to the alarming fact that global temperatures have now surpassed 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. They emphasize that this rise represents a critical failure in tackling climate change. Darwin, who died in 1882, is renowned for his theory of evolution. The act aimed to highlight the urgent climate crisis we face today. Westminster Abbey confirmed the incident, stating that caretakers are working to clean the memorial without expecting lasting damage. The Metropolitan Police reported the arrest of two women for causing damage. This incident underscores the pressing need for climate activism as advocates work to raise awareness about the impacts of climate change and the necessity for immediate action.
Economic outlook as Trump takes office in 2025. As Donald Trump prepares to take office on January 13, 2025, the U.S. economy presents a mixed picture. He campaigned on promises of high import taxes, strict immigration rules, and less regulation, but the economic situation he faces might not require such drastic changes. Current data shows a strong job market with an unemployment rate of 4.1% and inflation concerns lingering from the pandemic. Mortgage rates have jumped to nearly 7%, a significant rise from pre-pandemic levels. Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics, believes that maintaining economic stability will be key for Trump's success. As he steps into this role, he will confront challenges like larger federal deficits and rising government borrowing costs. While the recovery from the pandemic has been strong, balancing growth with inflation control will be crucial in the months ahead. What challenges will Trump navigate in this evolving economic landscape?
Venezuela's arrest warrant for Leopoldo Lopez. The Venezuelan government has requested Interpol to issue an arrest warrant for notable opposition leader Leopoldo Lopez. Attorney General Tarek Saab announced this on January 13, 2025. Lopez, who led the Popular Will Party and was a mayor, has been living in exile in Spain since 2020 after fleeing the country following 6 years in prison on politically motivated charges. This request comes after López expressed support for former Colombian President Álvaro Uribe, who called for international intervention during a news conference in Cúcuta. Uribe urged the removal of President Nicolas Maduro and the establishment of free elections. López highlighted the disputed presidential election of July 2024, claiming the opposition received 70% of the votes amid allegations of fraud. The Venezuelan government faced strong backlash after announcing Maduro's victory, with reports of 2,000 arrests and at least 25 deaths during protests. The United States has raised its bounty for information leading to Maduro's arrest from $15 million to $25 million, recognizing Edmundo González as the rightful election winner. The situation in Venezuela remains volatile, underscoring the ongoing struggle for democracy and human rights in the region.
Smartphone market challenges for Apple and Samsung. Apple and Samsung are facing significant challenges as their smartphone shipments decline, according to a recent report from the International Data Corporation. Apple shipments dropped by 4.1%, while Samsung experienced a 2.7% decrease. This downturn is largely driven by fierce competition from Chinese brands like Xiaomi, Oppo, and Honor, which are rapidly increasing their market share. In fact, these companies now account for over half of all smartphone shipments worldwide. As consumers lean towards more affordable options, established brands like Apple and Samsung are feeling the pressure. With potential new tariffs from the United States on the horizon, uncertainty looms for these tech giants. To remain competitive, Apple and Samsung must adapt to this evolving landscape. What does this mean for the future of smartphone innovation?
Supreme Court allows Meta lawsuit to proceed. The United States Supreme Court has chosen not to hear an appeal from Meta Platforms Incorporated, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, paving the way for a major class action lawsuit. Advertisers are accusing Meta of overcharging by exaggerating the number of potential viewers for their ads, resulting in significant monetary losses. This lawsuit began in 2014 and reveals troubling differences in how Meta reported ad reach. A recent ruling from the Ninth Circuit Court backed the advertisers, stating they could prove their claims together. Among the complainants are former Meta advertisers DZ Reserve and Kane Maxwell, who argue that Meta misled them about the actual number of unique individuals seeing their ads. They claim Meta overstated potential viewers by as much as 400%. The damages sought could exceed $7 billion, a staggering amount that could reshape Meta's financial future and advertising practices. This case underscores the urgent need for clarity in advertising, especially as tech giants like Meta dominate the digital landscape. What does this mean for the future of advertising? The implications could be far-reaching, affecting how companies engage with consumers online.
Malala Yousafzai's call for women's rights in Afghanistan. Malala Yousafzai, the Nobel Peace Prize laureate, recently addressed the Taliban's harsh policies against women's rights in Afghanistan during a summit in Islamabad, Pakistan. She described the situation as gender apartheid and urged Muslim leaders to stand against the Taliban's actions, which include banning teenage girls from school beyond the sixth grade and denying women access to higher education. Yousafzai emphasized that the Taliban does not recognize women as human beings, highlighting the grim reality faced by nearly 1.5 million individuals denied education. The summit, organized by the Organization of Islamic Cooperation and the Muslim World League, gathered ministers and scholars from various Muslim nations. Gender expert Guy Sayari pointed out that engaging these leaders is crucial, as their influence could change the situation in Afghanistan. Since regaining power in August 2021, the Taliban has stripped women and girls of their basic rights, including education and work. While gender apartheid isn't formally recognized in international law, activists argue that the Taliban's rule clearly reflects this practice. The ongoing crisis raises serious concerns about human rights and the future of women and girls in Afghanistan, underscoring the urgent need for global attention and action.
Progress in Gaza ceasefire negotiations. Negotiators are meeting in Doha, Qatar, to finalize a ceasefire agreement aimed at ending the ongoing conflict in Gaza. President Joe Biden has announced that a deal for a ceasefire and hostage release is close to being finalized. After significant breakthroughs, mediators have presented a final draft to both Israel and Hamas. The conflict, which escalated in October 2023, has resulted in around 1,200 deaths and over 46,000 casualties in Gaza due to military operations by Israel. Key figures like Secretary of State Antony Blinken emphasize that both sides are closer to an agreement than ever. With a deadline approaching in early 2025, there's a sense of urgency in the talks. The humanitarian situation in Gaza is critical, with many residents displaced and in desperate need of assistance. A ceasefire would not only stop the fighting but also allow for much-needed humanitarian aid to reach the Palestinian population. As discussions continue, both sides express a strong desire to reach a resolution that could reshape the future of Israeli-Palestinian relations.
Arm Holdings Bold Price Increase Strategy. Arm Holdings, a top technology supplier in the UK, is set to raise prices by up to 300%. This bold move aims to help the company compete more effectively with major clients like Apple, Qualcomm, and Microsoft. By licensing its chip design technology, Arm earns royalties for each chip produced. In fiscal year 2024, Arm generated $3.23 billion in revenue, highlighting its importance in the semiconductor industry. Though this is dwarfed by Apple's hardware revenue, which is over 90 times larger. Discussions about these price hikes began back in August 2019, when executives first considered this significant increase in royalty rates. Current CEO Rene Haas is pushing for innovation by designing Arm's own chips, potentially shaking up the market. The shift from selling only chip blueprints to offering complete chips or smaller components, known as chiplets, could position Arm as a direct competitor to its own customers. This strategy aims to boost Arm's annual smartphone revenue by about $1 billion over the next decade. As the semiconductor industry faces supply chain challenges and rising demand, Arm's pricing strategy could significantly impact consumers and manufacturers alike.
Lawmakers push for TikTok deadline extension. Two Democratic lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are urging Congress and President Biden to extend the January 19th deadline for ByteDance, the Chinese company behind TikTok, to sell its U.S. assets. ByteDance doesn't comply, millions of users could lose access to a beloved app. The Supreme Court recently heard arguments about TikTok's legal battle, with lawyer Noel Francisco stating that meeting the deadline is impossible. President Biden can extend the deadline by 90 days if he sees ByteDance making significant progress. However, it seems unlikely they will meet this requirement. Senator Markey is pushing for legislation to delay the deadline by an additional 270 days, emphasizing TikTok's importance as a social media platform. Former President Trump has also requested a delay, advocating for a political resolution. If the court doesn't intervene, new downloads of TikTok will be banned, raising serious concerns about data privacy and national security. What would a TikTok ban mean for the future of social media in America?
Hunter Biden's legal challenges. Hunter Biden, son of U.S. President Joe Biden, is facing serious legal troubles. Special Counsel David Weiss has criticized the president's comments about the case, calling them inappropriate. Hunter is charged with lying about drug use when buying a gun in 2018 and failing to pay around $1.4 million in taxes over 11 years. In December 2023, President Biden granted his son forgiveness for these offenses, raising significant concerns about political influence in the legal system. The timeline reveals that Hunter bought a gun in 2018 and was later found guilty of gun charges in Delaware. He also pleaded guilty to tax issues in Los Angeles. The legal proceedings have been rocky, with a plea agreement falling apart. Weiss emphasized the need to maintain public trust in the justice system, warning that the president's remarks could undermine that trust. This case not only impacts Hunter Biden, but also raises important questions about how political figures and their families are treated under the law.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.